Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning and welcome to the final hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk. Everything entertainment, everything Lady Gaga. I'm Jason, Lex, and Dawn. Lex is back after a few relaxing days doing absolutely nothing with her mother.
Oh my gosh.
Not true whatsoever.
Whew, gosh. Mm-mm. Yeah, I was working.
He's still, working hard, girl.
My back hurts.
Your back hurts.
Does it? For real.
For real. You know what? I actually had to, I don't have that much furniture from IKEA, but we did buy an armoire and we wanted to move it to another room, but it turned out to be too big to move from one to the other because of just the height and everything.
Yeah.
So mid move, I decided we need to disassemble this. And that was a mistake.
Was it?
Oh.
Because trying to put it back, you know, I couldn't remember. This has been like 3 years since we bought it.
Sure.
So there's like a certain order of operations, right? You have to put the screws in certain spots first, and then you got to put the siding in, and then you got to put the top on. And anyway, I'm sure I disassembled it wrong. So putting it back together, putting those sliding doors on, just thinking we might just not put those doors back on.
No.
Because it was 3 hours of time.
Oh, hell.
Just trying to figure it out, let alone trying to move that crap.
Yeah.
Oh. Nope.
Not worth it.
No. But yeah, feeling very good. Lots of cleaning, lots of organizing. My mom is
a machine.
The goat when it comes to that, of getting me motivated to do it. Because otherwise I'm like, man, can we just sit here? Let's just go out to eat again.
And you're going to pay for it.
Exactly.
Because you insist. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have to sneak my card in. Like, oh, no, let me pay first.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I miss her. We'd be so productive if we were together.
Yeah. But exhausted. Flossy Dickie all the time.
That's true. And then it snows. Again, I'm trying to convince her, who lives in beautiful San Diego, 5 blocks from the beach.
Yeah. No, this
to say, hey, come move here. I'm like, it's gonna be 60 the whole time.
No.
It's 40.
Girl, she's out there right now making a snowman. So she's,
she is.
We're cursing it from the window.
Yeah. She's going to pour red Kool-Aid all over it. It's going to be like a Halloween snowman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's an idea, Dawn.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Huh. And a perfect lead into this.
How was the movie?
How was the movie?
How was the movie?
How was the movie?
My big fat movie review.
Are we doing that now or at 8:30?
No, this is his review of Halloween.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We got the movie too, Halloween. We got two movie reviews.
And he did not. Darth Vader reviewed it yesterday.
Oh,
I talked to him and Mike talked to him, but Jason's going to tell us about it.
Oh, gosh. That's right. Is the embargo lifted?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. It lifted after our show.
Oh,
but,
wonderful. Okay.
So, yeah, Dawn interviewed Darth Vader.
Oh,
who saw Halloween Ends.
I forgot that just premiered.
Yeah.
Or it's about to.
Yeah. No, it premiered right now. It's in theaters.
Last night.
Yeah. And on Peacock. Darth Vader liked it.
Yes.
Oh.
That's right. Yes. Okay. So, yeah, all kidding aside, I couldn't say much without getting in trouble. This is the third part of a trilogy that they started in 2018. Halloween and then Halloween Kills and then now Halloween Ends.
Ooh.
And I want to correct I was thinking about this morning. It was, doing it through Darth Vader. I probably didn't answer all the questions exactly accurate. Phil Jones was there. Phil Jones liked it way more than we did. Colin did not like it at all. Out of the three, it was his least favorite of the three. As far as I'm concerned, it's number two. I liked it better than Halloween Kills, which I thought was just mayhem for the sake of mayhem. And it was just kill after kill after kill. And Jamie Lee Curtis was barely in it. And I didn't really like that one. I think the first one, and I'm not talking 77. I'm talking the first of this trilogy. The first one was so good that then the second one kind of lost any goodwill to me that they built with the first one. Mm. And this one starts off with a lot of promise. It's a very fresh intro where I went, oh, it's scary. The intro, the first like 10 minutes, scary, tense, well acted. And I thought, oh, this is setting up a fresh kind of take on this.
Yeah.
And then I must admit, it does get a little goofy. It unfortunately is like a Ryan Murphy production. The cake starts to deflate. You know what I mean? Like someone stomps into the kitchen and deflates your souffle. It starts to lose a little gas and gets a little eye roll inducing. And that usually comes as a result of horrible dialogue. Unfortunately, Don McLean would have a serious problem with the middle of the movie. And so that's the negative. Now, the positive is Jamie Lee kicks ass in this movie. Jamie Lee Curtis, as Laurie Strode for the final time around, is fantastic. She almost lifts this a little bit. She makes me want to give it a better rating than what I would give it normally, because she's that good in this. She is taking no prisoners. Even through the horrible dialogue, she makes it sing a little bit, so it's not so eye roll inducing.
Good.
Yeah. The vehicle, because it takes place 4 years after the second one.
Okay.
And Laurie is in a much different place. She's almost at peace with Michael Myers. She's finding some peace that she hasn't had for all these years.
Well, they've been going at it for decades.
Yeah. But now Michael is gone. When the movie opens, Michael hasn't been seen for 4 years.
Oh.
And you realize where he is. And there's a new character that I mentioned earlier, talking about a promising start, a fresh start. I'm like, oh, this isn't. And then that character kind of goes down a path that becomes a little unbelievable. But now I will talk about the ending. This is spoiler free. The last 20 minutes or so is really what you want from a Halloween movie. What a horror fan wants. You want some killings. You want Michael Myers to be real rough. You want him to kick some earth too. And then you want a really good final showdown between Laurie and Michael Myers. And I will say, here's another positive. I will say the movie delivers in that arena. It is a very, it's not like, and I guess Jamie Lee really fought for this. The fight between the two, it's not like a fake movie fight. It's really rough. I mean, Jamie doesn't get out of it the fight scot-free. He beats the hell out of her. I mean, they fight to the finish. I'll just put it that way. And it's not, oh, how convenient. You know, he missed. You know, it's not none of that nonsense. It's a real rough, well-choreographed showdown between these two icons that's kind of believable. You can believe the things happen.
Do you have to see the first two in order to?
Yeah.
You have to watch it in order. Okay. But watch definitely go see it in the theater, right? Because now, it's so.
Yes. But go see it at Alamo so you won't have buttholes talking during the whole time and ruining it for you. Yeah.
Oh, did you experience that or did you go see it at Alamo?
Oh. No, I saw it. We saw it at Icon at a screening.
Okay.
And I was telling Dawn and the listeners yesterday, This time it was my husband, my poor husband, that was affected by, and I do mean this, this isn't a Jason. Colin said there were a group of women, two women that talked through the, quite literally, the entire movie. And Phil Jones also heard them.
Oh, they talked
through the entire hour and 51 minutes, which was unfortunate. So go see it at Alamo, because then it's fun.
Yeah.
Because you these are the movies. I don't mind. Yeah. I said yesterday, I don't mind oohs and ahs and laughing and screaming. That's what makes these movies fun to see with an audience. I just don't need you talking back to the screen every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So anyway, I give it 2.5, almost 3 stars.
Oh, out of 4. Oh, it was 3 yesterday.
I know. I scaled it down, Dawn, the more I thought about it. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a solid 3.
Okay.
Today is 2.5 stars. Only because of the middle.
Yeah.
The middle gets a little goofy.
Do you feel like the ending, was it satisfying? Or is it,
could yeah,
there
I don't
be
mind
another,
saying,
like, reboot?
I will, that's, I'll answer the first part. Yes, I was actually very satisfied with the ending, as was Colin. Colin liked the last half hour. The ending is great. The ending, as far as could there be more? Yeah, of course. They're gonna milk this teat until, you know.
Right.
I don't know if Jamie Lee will ever return.
Right. Is there kind of a younger protege that might emerge? Like a neighbor friend or something?
Or a child down the street.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah,
some scary ass kid. You know?
Yeah, that, or like that would be the protagonist of the story here.
Perhaps. Mm-hmm. So,
maybe the spirit of Michael Myers, the spirit of Michael Myers goes into another person.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I would write.
Yeah. It's just hard. I mean, this has been done so many times, this character. It's hard to plow a new path, you know, with this. It's so I give the director credit for trying.
Yeah.
And there were some successes, but the middle is. Yeah, the middle is kind of a fail.
Barren.
It's a barren field. That's right.
Yeah.
Oof. Halloween Ends, playing at a theater near you, and you can rent it on Peacock right now. A little bit later, the return after 18 months of forced movie review with Alexis. But next, the Dirt Alert with Dawn.
Travel back in time for an old-fashioned 1940s Christmas. It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play. Performances December 1st through the 23rd at St. Paul Hotel in the Promenade Ballroom.
You'll get a 3-course meal with every performance, lunch or dinner. And this is playwright Joe Landry's acclaimed take on the classic 1946 Frank Capra film, It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes, and it's celebrating its 16th season at the St. Paul Hotel. Pioneer Press calls it top 10 pick for the holidays. And Star Tribune Holiday Best Bet. Now, this show sells out, so book your tickets now online at stpaulhotel.com.
Yes, and it's presented in partnership with Spare Key, a Minnesota nonprofit that's been helping families bounce but not break with housing assistance since 1997. Once again, you can get your tickets to It's a Wonderful Life at stpaulhotel.com.
Hello? This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back. The biggest headlines, the biggest stories, the biggest gossip, the biggest news. It's the Dirt Alert with Dawn McClain.
All right. We're going to talk about Netflix Basic with ads. Woo! It's $3 cheaper than the current cheapest Netflix plan, so it's going to be $7. And it only lets you stream on one device at a time. Mm. It currently doesn't offer HD streaming, and not all the titles are there, and you have ads. I mean, they are making this like, I don't know, they need new subscribers desperately because they've kind of topped out on that. So this is a new option for people who are like, okay, $7, I'll sign up for my own Netflix. So once again, one screen. So like if you have a laptop that you want to watch it on and your home TV, you're not going to be able to do that. You have to choose. And then you have the ads. It's just in it.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's not, it's only 90 to 95% of the library. That's another thing about it. And the COO, Greg Peters, of the company said that they will be trying to bring more content to the cheaper tier over time. So do you think this is going to bring more customers to the yard?
No. Because what is that, $36 a year? That's not a big enough difference. Are they hoping that people will still, they want to retain the people that are already Netflix? Will we go down to the next? I don't think.
Maybe. Maybe they'll get people that have canceled because somebody, Thundercats Rides Again, on this post says, I think I was paying $15 a month before I canceled this summer. I haven't missed it yet. And a $7 tier with ads isn't going to get me back.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And then they said that they would just wait until there's a critical mass of Netflix shows that they want to watch.
Yep.
Do it for a month and then cancel it again.
Exactly. That's how people are doing it these days.
Yeah. That's what we're doing with AMC Plus.
Oh, right.
I would make it where you, to prevent us from doing that. Now, look, it's not great for us, but I would make folks sign up for a guaranteed longer period of time, kind of like what you have to do with a phone membership, but give us a benefit for doing that. So we don't just, so you're not losing subscribers every month. Make folks sign up for 6 months or a year, make them sign up that you can't back out of, or you don't get a refund, but give us a benefit. Maybe then lower the price a little bit.
Yeah.
Keep all the, you know, don't do ads. Because this isn't worth it to me. I mean, $3 less a month?
No.
I'm just speaking for myself. That's and you're losing a lot. You're losing a lot for $3.
Yes. And how about, will it affect if it's one device, if I shared my password with my family?
I know. That's
Will that affect it at all if we just stay where we are?
I don't think so. I think it's going to stay the same if you've done that.
Okay.
I don't think that they are changing things with what you've already signed, because that would just be a revolt and they would they would lose so many customers.
Yeah.
That's just probably, don't put that in their heads.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay? Yeah. Never mind. Didn't say it.
Don't. Okay, so speaking of Netflix, Harry and Meghan's docuseries is going to debut on Netflix in early December, and multiple sources are telling Page Six that there are a lot of conflicts still.
Oh.
So they want to take things out, essentially. They, after the Queen's death, rethought some things that they said in this documentary, and they're like, can we walk some of that back? And Netflix is saying, sorry.
Ooh.
I mean, made significant requests to filmmakers to walk back content, and they say no. They want to hold the Netflix show until next year also as they continue to edit. But Netflix say, no, we want to do this because The Crown launches on November 5th. People will binge that, and then yours will come directly after. Sorry. We know that you had everything given to you at one point in your life, Harry, where you could just snap your fingers and get the world handed to you. But we're a company and you made a deal with us and we're not going back on that deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're That's not one exciting. Of your subjects. Yeah.
Now I really can't wait to watch it. If there's stuff they want to take out. Oh.
Oh, my gosh. I'm wondering, too, if they're just making this all up because it's really making it juicy.
It
You're
is.
You're right. We're all like, we got to see what's going on now.
Oh, you think they're making up the fact that there's stuff that they want out?
Or I've got the tin hat on. I feel like they would, they're smart and savvy enough to hire lawyers who would have protected them from this.
You think so?
Oh my gosh, yes. There has to be some clause in there that says we get the final.
Well, cut.
Excuse, don't you think if you were them, that would be important?
It would be, but maybe if you're not thinking that people are going to screw you over because you're naive, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
But they, Netflix is saying they need a couple. Okay, so everything I just said about Netflix and them saying, hell no, we want to put this out. That's speculation by Page Six. Netflix says that they need a couple of months to do all the formatting and dubbing, subtitling and audio to launch it worldwide. So they have to dub everything in different languages. And if you go back and try to do that and then reformat it, that takes months. And so that's their reason for not changing it. Oh. I wonder if there's stuff on the cutting room floor that they're adding in.
Perhaps.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past them.
No. Yeah. You can't blame them. Again, show business.
Yeah.
Business.
Yeah.
And they need subscribers. They're reducing.
Mm-hmm. Their, I mean, right. Yeah, see the story we did earlier. Yeah.
Right. That's right. Okay, so there's going to be a magic show. It's, I don't want to talk about this, but we have a minute.
Okay, I just never thought a magic show would make
it. I hate magic, you guys.
Magic.
I know, that's
magic.
So Chris Angel is doing something called Magic with the Stars on CW.
Oh, right.
So Genuine, the guy who sang Pony, you know.
Pony.
Sing it, Lex.
Ride it. Na, na. My pony.
Okay, so he passed out during... he passed out. He was doing an underwater stunt.
Uh-oh.
And he was banging on the tank to get out. And then they got him out. And then he passed out.
No.
He ended up doing the stunt, apparently. But that's just a teaser for what's to come with the Magic with the Stars on CW. Coming to the CW this fall. I can't find the date, but don't watch it.
Don't worry. Yeah. Come on. Okay.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you want to.
No. More of these stories at MyTalk107.com. Thank you, Lex. Keep singing us out. We'll be right back with forced movie reviews.
Jump on it.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Thursday.
This is great. Just great.
Mork and Bickley are a big hit with the swinging single.
What's your sign?
I'm Nefarious with Egg Rising.
Then it's John Denver and the Ladies, Cheryl T, Cheryl Lass, and Tina Turner in a great new John Denver special. Then.
I saw a flying saucer.
Bert breaks them up and the little devil brings down the house.
Now see here. I've had about enough of that.
On soap.
Oh my God.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
That is a classic promo from the ABC network in 1979 with a John Denver special, Mork and Mindy, and Soap. And the great Ernie Anderson doing his legendary voiceovers. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis, the Love Boat.
Oh,
welcome
yeah.
back, Jason and Alexis in the Morning right here on My Talk. And streaming around the world on our MyTalk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Thank you so much for being here. June 29th of this year was the very last time that we did forced movie reviews.
Wow.
Where the three of us assign each other a movie that we have to watch in a genre that we hate. Dawn hates rom-coms and romances. I can't stand action movies. And then Alexis... is repelled by horror movies. And it just so happens that each of us like one of those genres. Dawn loves horror films.
Surprise.
So, yeah. So before our break, 18 months ago, Dawn had assigned Alexis a movie. And that brings us to the return of forced movie reviews.
I can't believe you're making me do this.
Why do we have to talk about that?
Do I have?
Forced movie reviews.
You forced me to do this.
Yeah, I had to watch Slither 2006. And that's a really appropriate name for this film, Dawn.
Oh.
Because it's onomatopoeia, because you just feel like, ooh, it just sounds like what you're watching.
Slithering.
It's slimy and gross and tentacly and just sci-fi and weird. and scary, but also hilarious.
Right?
There are some lines in here that I will absolutely be repeating. For instance, that's some effed up beep. Oh, there's some definitely some funny lines, some funny characters in there. The mayor alone, you should watch for him. The stuff that he says and gets away with, there's a lot of things that like might not be appropriate now, but oh my gosh, it's so funny. There's one person on the police force who's a lesbian, and he just keeps lesbian. Like pounding it in like well, that sounds weird the way I should have picked a different verb. That's because fine. She wouldn't be interested, but yeah. Funny just comments on it that you're like, whoa, that wouldn't fly right now, but okay. But in all in all, wow, this is just such a weird film. So the cast itself is just fantastic. We've got Michael Rooker, who plays Grant. Remember Merle from Walking Dead? Of course, he has many, many accolades, but he has like really scary eyes. He always plays kind of like creepy characters, and this is a perfect one for him. Elizabeth Banks is his wife, Starla Grant. And then Starla. And then Dawn, I can see why you picked this, because I know you love Nathan Fillion.
Yes.
He play, of course, from Castle and a bunch of stuff.
Firefly,
yep. He plays Police Chief Bill, who has a thing for Starla, and since like kids. And then you'll also recognize Jenna Fisher, who plays Shelby. She's like the dispatcher. She doesn't have a huge role, but of course she's Pam from The Office. So it's kind of fun. And then the mayor, gosh, I didn't write his name down, but he is the dad on Elf.
Oh, yeah. James Caan.
James Caan. So good. And totally inappropriate.
I thought you said the dad from Alf. I'm like, wow, that's some weird casting right up in there. Yeah.
Although it might be appropriate because this alien thing falls down from the sky. And so we've got Grant and Starla in kind of a ho-hum marriage. He wants, she gets in bed and he's like, hey, baby. And she's like, I'm not interested. I'm tired. Get off me. And so he goes to the bar and then he's hooks up with another person that he's been with, I guess, cheating on her with. But he remembers, they walk into the woods and he remembers, my wife. They kiss. And then there's like this blob that has fallen from the sky, this alien like peanut with spikes that has an opening like a vagina, and it opens up.
Oh my goodness.
And this spiky thing flies out and hits him in the chest.
Yeah.
Out of the vagina?
Yes.
It's a peanut vagina. Don't forget.
Right. See?
That's why Colin is, he's very afraid. That's what he thinks it is. I'm seriously.
Well, out of the vagina comes this like spiky thing that enters his body. And then when it comes out of his body, when he's starting to feast on people or animals, because all the dogs start getting like they're missing in the neighborhood, what comes out is two penises.
So, I'm sorry, what?
I'm not sure how that works, but it's like these two spiky tentacles that come out of his chest to kill the prey, because now all he wants is meat. So he goes to the grocery store and was like, hey, I'll take some ribs. And he's like, give me six. And he's like, no, give me 14. And he must have hit up all the grocery stores, because by the time he got home, he had a bed truck full of meat.
Yes.
And then he goes, and this isn't weird at all, but he puts it all down in the basement and puts a lock on the basement door. And Starla walks by like, oh, there's a lock on the basement door. That's weird, but I'm going to continue my life as normal. And I'm thinking, if Anil had a lock on anything, I'd be like, wait, what's going on down there? What's happening? But so she saw some signs, because he started to like have these like weird things on his chest. And then eventually he just turns into this like bulbous, like weird, like peanut shaped head. And then it just turns into this big blob of people and animals and stuff. And then they just start like coming at him and then joining the blob. And then the other girl who like the one that he went out in the woods with, she turns into this big like Oompa Loompa. Like, remember the girl in Willy Wonka who turns into the big blueberry?
Yeah.
She looked like that with her big face in there. And she's like, give me some of that possum on the ground. And you're just like, what I'm is sorry, happening here?
Give me some of that
roadkill. Yeah, she needs some meat.
She got the hunger for the meats too, Jace.
I was going to say, you went from like Oompa Loompa to I want to eat that possum on the road. I didn't know where that possum came from.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm just saying, like, shape-wise, she turned into, like, this huge thing in the barn. And then there's a few people, you know, who haven't transformed into zombies yet, who basically, which is crazy, they kind of, they get these big slugs that enter through their mouth.
Yeah.
And then they actually become a piece of Grant. So when they're talking to Starla, his wife, they're talking to her in his voice, which is really trippy. And then they start to add on to the blob. And then at the very end, there's three survivors in this little town. So many deaths, so much slime, so much just like, oh, it's just gross. The tentacles are coming out. I can imagine like the sound person had just a fantastic time coming up with that squishy sound and the slithering and the
The Foley artists.
Yeah.
The Foley, that's right, which we have experience doing now.
Yeah, that's right.
And then there's a bathroom scene that's pretty, oh my gosh. I don't know how she survived that. Yes.
Let's
you've got mail.
We need to open up the Twitter because
I don't have mine open.
What this is directed by James Gunn, by the way. That's why it's funny, because Guardians of the Galaxy, and he's got a great sense of humor. And
that's right. I didn't realize that until afterward, Don. I can see that.
Yeah.
Or in the credits.
Kate Stakowitz just tweeted us and said, can you imagine if a new listener turned on My Talk for the first time and they hear Alexis say, and I quote, out comes two penises. Yeah. Thank you, Kate. Thank you, Kate. You're absolutely right. Let's see. Okay. Okay, let's take a break.
Well, and then the way that they get rid of it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's a whole nother crazy part of it.
The ending of Slither, plus I get my plus I get my assignment.
Oh, I got
and,
a good one.
That's right. And a couple more penises. When we come back, stay with us. Nutrisource, a family like no other. Hi, it's Jason Lai from Nutrisource, the official dog food of our boys, Dexter and Mr. Big. Do you have a picky eater in your house? I'm talking canine picky eater. Nutrisource can help. They have kombucha. That's right. Kombucha is a bone broth food topper that you pour over your dog's food. And let me tell you, from personal experience, the dog will just gobble it up. Comes in three flavors. And another great thing about kombucha is it contains probiotics. So it's really good for tummy health for your puppy or your dog. Speaking of puppy, no matter what stage of life your dog is in, Nutrisource has a formula for them. It's one of the wonderful things. It's not just a couple brands or just a couple varieties. No, they have an entire library of products for your dog, no matter the type, age, breed. Find a retailer near you at NutrisourcePetFoods.com. Make the switch this weekend.
Hey, what's up? It's Steve from
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. My Talk has teamed up with Alexis's family at Southern Lights to shed light on this important month. Make October your reminder month to schedule your mammogram or and other preventative care appointments, events, resources, and more at mytalk1071.com. Keyword awareness. Now back to the story of several penises and Alexis Thompson. There we go. What do we have?
Yeah, reviewing Slither from 2006. Thank you, Dawn.
Uh-huh. No problem.
So it's getting real gross and nasty with the tentacles and slimy and stuff. And it really does feel hopeless at this point because there's like not many surviving. And there are zombies all over who are also part of Grant because he has his Grant is both of his names. So
yeah.
Grant.
And so Starla's one of them, the police chief, who is Nathan Fillion, and the daughter of one of the other characters who survives being attacked while she's taking a bath with earbuds in. So she got a glimpse of what it was like, and that's how we figured out that there's a piece, like this was actually pretty fantastic in terms of writing, that she gets a glimpse of what it's like to be a little bit possessed, but then she pulls the slug out in time before it fully takes over her body. So she's saying, I saw moments from Grant's life, and then they're traveling to different dimensions and all of this stuff. So in the very end, the three of them, they go to the police station because they realize there's a special bomb there that could blow this guy up, right? And so they get it, they bring it, which wasn't easy, of course, but they pull the little trigger and it doesn't go as planned. They end up throwing it in the pool. So then he's like, I got to figure something else out. And Grant's really mad at Bill, the police chief, because he has a thing for Starla, his wife. Mm-hmm. And so he's about to kill him with his tentacle penises. And he takes one of them and he puts it in a propane tank and starts filling the dude up with propane. And then he looks at Starla and says, shoot him. She, with one shot, blows up in flames.
All the penises.
All the
just
yeah.
To be clear,
there's a lot
not
by
really
that point.
Penises, but
they're like tentacles.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean.
But they're it like sure slugs. Feels like yeah, they're like moving around like Ferris wheels and stuff.
Yeah, it's like Cobra's film for the Twin Cities Film Fest in the cafeteria.
Right, except but not pixelated. Blurred. Yeah. And then the three see. Make it, but and then you just assume everybody else is dead because they've been fully possessed by this alien, which you needed both of the tentacles, which we also learned because Nathan Fillion's character got one of them and the other one he put in the propane tank, so he actually is okay.
Yep, he's got to be the hero always
and he absolutely is this time.
He's a great hero.
Oh man, there's some lines, there's some, it's actually really funny, but it was very scary too.
You actually seem to enjoy it.
Well, I'm you know, I saw it and I don't think I'll see it again.
Okay.
But I guess this does kind of go down and as one of the, it's kind of a cult classic
it
now,
is
isn't it?
It is a cult classic, yeah. That's why I assigned it to you.
Yes,
have I ever assigned you Reanimator?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Just, no,
just
remember
a question.
That.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, I've seen it 12 times.
No, Dawn, you have not. I do, okay.
All right, Jason, are you ready for your assignment? Yeah. Jace, I'm assigning you a Sylvester Stallone classic. You're going to love his co-star, Estelle Getty. Have you seen Stop or My Mom Will Shoot from 1992?
No, I have not.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so for our business, we got a whole bunch of, like, old movie posters from the 90s, which, I mean, is considered vintage now, which is kind of like, ooh. But this was one of the posters.
Yeah.
And we saw that, and we both looked at, on Helen and I, because we were going through them, and we looked at him and we were like, oh, that's the next action film for Jason. So here's a little bit of the trailer.
Stop.
Oh, please, you don't have anything I haven't seen before.
Mom, would you turn around, please?
Or my mom.
Both of you.
That's a dog.
Will shoot.
Your mom witnessed a murder. Witnessed a murder.
Get in. We're gonna nail those turkeys.
Oh, come on, Gwen. She's supposed to go back one day.
Watch out!
Oh, listen to all that action.
You can already see it's gonna have very nice equipment. Would you like me to drive?
No!
It's gonna be so clean and shiny. He's gonna have the cleanest gun at the precinct.
I'd say she loves you, Joe.
No, my son's is much bigger.
Mom!
Sylvester Stallone.
You put a machine gun off the back of a van?
And Estelle Getty. Yes.
I wanted it to be a surprise.
It is!
Stop.
Or my mom will shoot!
Okay. You're gonna like it. You might like this one, Jason.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just doing a little baby step back into.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a little bit of a. Lex, I'm surprised. This is a little bit of a comedy.
It is. And baby steps, remember, when my week comes around next week. Baby steps.
Yeah, because I feel that way with Slither. It was a little baby step back.
I will follow suit with this because the one that I have for you, Dawn, is a baby step. And you will probably small H hate it. Just small.
Okay.
And it's shorter. So you're right. Baby steps back in.
Yeah, because this movie is only a minute 27.
Hour 27?
An hour 27
minutes. My God, that's
minutes.
A dream. Okay.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Lex.
Sorry.
You're very kind.
God.
Yeah. Let me look at this. You know, I try to do the research here. It has a 14% on Rotten Tomatoes.
See?
The critical consensus?
Yeah.
Thoroughly witless and thuddingly unfunny. That's my favorite new word. Thuddingly.
Oh.
Thuddingly unfunny.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This sounds awesome.
Oh.
I can't wait to hear what you think about this.
The mom is impossible without... Okay, no. It is moronic beyond comprehension. An exercise in desperation during which even Sylvester Stallone, a repository of self-confidence, seems to be disheartened. Wow, that's from the late, great Roger Ebert. Yeah.
Roger.
Vanessa Letts from The Spectator writes, I laughed occasionally, but I laughed in pain.
Oh man. That's awesome.
Ooh. Oh, that is great.
Oh, so good. So
thank
good.
You.
I might, and if you want that movie poster, I'm happy to pass that along
Lex,
to you.
You know
once
what?
You love it.
You know what, Lex? I think I'll let you sell it for a good price to somebody that would enjoy it.
Okay.
Check out Listener Rewards this month. Speaking of movies, you can win advanced screening passes to Ticket to Paradise with George Clooney and Julia Roberts, plus gift cards to Michael's, Crispin Green, and more. Sign up on our website. That's going to do it for us this week. Go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Jace, have a safe trip.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Safe travels this weekend. Can't wait to hear about Vegas on Monday. Don, happy weekend.
Yes.
Happy weekend, everyone. We love you so much, and we'll talk on Monday. Donna and Steve, without Donna or Steve. Right? Next.
That's right.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.
To be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. And that's where the Sleep Number bed comes in. And let me tell you, ever since I've had it, my sleep IQ score is just going higher and higher. And did you know 8 out of 10 couples say that one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Science tells us regulating your sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. For many couples, temperature struggles are a real challenge. So here are some tips to help you both sleep just right. Look for beds designed with temperature benefits, such as the new Sleep Number Climate 360 Smart Bed that actively warms and cools each side so you both sleep blissfully comfortable. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Plus, special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/podcast1. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.